Hello, welcome to GCSE Bite Size with me, Chris Smith, and with Ben Vowsler. We're from The Naked Scientists. In this podcast, we're going to find out about atoms, chemicals, and compounds. So let's start with the very small. Ben, what actually are atoms?
Well, it was nearly 2,500 years ago that the idea of an atom was first thought of. The Greek philosopher Democritus thought that if you took a piece of substance and you kept dividing it up, you'd end up with a tiny particle that you could no longer divide. And he called this particle an atom. Now, he had no evidence of this, so it was just an interesting idea. And it wasn't until John Dalton in the 19th century that more was learnt by actually doing some experiments.
So what did he actually do to find out what atoms are?
Well, by carefully weighing chemicals before and after reacting them together, he started to work out a theory about atoms and about how much different types of atoms weighed.
And what was the theory?
All matter is made up of atoms, which are indestructible and cannot be broken apart. Different elements have different types of atoms, but all of the atoms of one element are identical. Atoms can be rearranged in chemical reactions, and compounds can be made when two or more different types of atoms join together. Now, this was very impressive for the early 19th century, although when scientists have looked closer, they found that atoms are slightly more complicated than this.
In what way?
Well, for a start, atoms are not indestructible. There are particles smaller than an atom. So the atom is made up of a tiny, heavy, central, positively charged nucleus, which is made up of protons and neutrons. And that's surrounded by very light, negatively charged electrons. All atoms with the same number of protons are the same element, and that has a name and a symbol.
So these symbols are things like H for hydrogen or O for oxygen, for example.
Yes, that's right. And they're normally one, two or three letters long, and the first letter is always a capital. Quite often the symbol is the shortened version of the name, like N for nitrogen or Mg for magnesium. But other symbols are a shortened version of the name in a different language, like Na for sodium or K for potassium. You can see them all on the periodic table.
But what actually is the periodic table?
Well, it's a table of all the elements arranged by weight into rows, so the lightest atoms in the top left and the heaviest in the bottom right. The columns of the table form groups of elements, and these have similar chemical and sometimes physical properties. So group 1 on the left contains very reactive metals like sodium, and group 7 contains very reactive non-metals such as chlorine. Group 8 is the unreactive noble gases.
Now, you just mentioned things reacting chemically, so what actually is a chemical reaction?
Well, think of it this way. If you took some sulfur and some iron filings and you mixed them together, you'd just have a mixture of sulfur and iron. But if you heat them up, they react together to form a compound of the two elements called iron sulfide, and you wouldn't be able to separate that by filtering it or using a magnet.
So when these two react together to form this compound, what's actually happened?
Well, in the case of iron sulfide, electrons have moved from the iron atoms to the sulfur atoms, and that releases energy. But you can also create compounds where the electrons become shared between two atoms. The compounds don't have their own symbols like elements, instead they have formulae.
So how does a compound's formula work?
Well, when you form a compound, the elements will mix together in a certain ratio. For example, in iron sulfide, for every iron atom, there is one sulfur atom. So the formula will be FeS. But for water, you need two atoms of hydrogen to react with one of oxygen. So the formula for water is H2O. Where the 2 is written small and below the line.
I've heard that carbon dioxide is referred to as CO2. So does that mean for every carbon atom, C, there are two oxygen, O, atoms?
Yes, that's exactly right. So from the formula, you can work out how much of each element is in a particular compound.
But how does that actually help you?
Well, if you have a reaction, for example, reacting hydrogen with oxygen to produce water in a fuel cell or in a space rocket, the word equation would be hydrogen plus oxygen produce water. But that doesn't tell how much of each we need to put in our rocket.
So how would you work that out?
If we write the equation with formulae, you get H2 plus O2 gives H2O. However, if you add up the number of atoms on each side of the equation, then there are two oxygen atoms in O2, but only one in H2O. We can't create or destroy atoms chemically, so the equation doesn't balance.
And how do you get around that?
Well, you just have to change the number of each thing in the equation until you have the same number of each type of atom on both sides. You end up with 2 H2 plus O2 gives 2 H2O. So you should put twice as much hydrogen in your rocket as you do oxygen.